Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this March 17th, 2023. It is 10:31 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. I am joined today by a couple of friends of ours, one from the League of Women Voters of the Wisconsin Rapids area. We have Mary Dahm with us. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Thanks for being here again.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Mary, this is your first time in our new studio, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, cool.
And I'm very impressed.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Nice,
yeah. It's nice. Thank you for being here, Mary. Appreciate it. And we have Catherine Elkert with us, Director of McMillan Memorial Library. Catherine, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
I know you've been here once before already and everything. We're going to have to bring you by more often.
I know. I love coming over here.
Any chance to talk with the library, talk about the library, you know I'm going to take it. So I'm looking forward to it.
I appreciate that, James.
We'll get you even in your own office or something. we'll have you around here a lot. We're here to talk about, the upcoming events and for voters, plus other election information. When it comes to this topic, well, first off, let's go ahead and mention why we have not only the League of Women Voters with us, but of course, McMillan Library here. What does McMillan have to do with voting? Well, it has a lot to do. For one, there's a lot of information over there at the library, but also you guys are going to be hosting a great event. Can we tell people about that?
Oh, I can't wait. So next Wednesday, March 22nd, at the McMillan Library, we are going to be hosting kind of a meet and greet co-sponsored with our friends at the League. And you'll be able to come meet the different candidates that will be on your ballot in April. So from 5 to 6, we'll have the Wisconsin Rapids Public School Board candidates. From 6 to 7, the Wisconsin Rapids City Council candidates. And from 7 to 8, the Wood County Branch 4 for the Circuit Court candidates. So we're really excited. And frankly, James, I think the library is the perfect place to make sure that people have access to the information they need from a trustworthy source, right? Right from the candidates. We are so happy to be hosting this event with the League.
Yeah. Catherine, I couldn't. Some of the word choices you had there were exactly what went through my head when I first saw the flyer.
Yeah.
Like, perfect place to have this, a trusted, respected place to have this, which we need, you know, at any point in time, but especially in 2023 and going forward.
Yes.
I was just talking with Senator Teston about this, the importance of nowadays, how important, like, city hall meetings have always been important for representatives, but in today's day and age where it's just me talking to him and there's no chance of fake news or misinformation or any of these key words that people like to pull on nowadays, you have straight up source to source kind of thing. This is a very similar scenario with what's going to happen at the library.
Yeah, we're really, I mean, I of course think public libraries are the bedrock of democracy, right? An informed citizenship is an engaged and active one, and we want the best for our community. And what's so great about this is, where else can you find this kind of level of detail for our local elections? You know, I'm fairly new to the area. I wouldn't even know. I don't recognize most of these names.
Yeah.
So I was so excited when the League approached the library to host this event.
Yeah, Mary, is that how this came to be? How did that go, reaching out to them about this?
Well, ever since the pandemic, we no longer do voter forums. We used to do voter forums. And in 2019, we started partnering with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media to do candidate interviews. And those are still ongoing. So I would like to encourage people to also go on the Wisconsin Rapids Media website. And there will be a schedule of interviews that will appear there. And people can view it on their computer. Mm-hmm. These are not live broadcasts like the forums used to be, but they can be repeated and rewatched, and it's a good opportunity again to learn about where candidates stand on the issues. We had heard in the community that candidates were striking out on their own and doing their own meet and greets, and we thought to ourselves, well, why can't that is something the League would like to do. We had never done one, so this is kind of our pilot. But if it goes well, I think we'll continue to do the meet and greets. And of course, we don't have all the candidates at the meet and greet that will appear on your ballot. But we do have the school board, the city council, and of course, the Wood County Branch 4 Circuit Court. This is just an aside, but if you want to know what's going to be on your ballot, there's a website, a state of Wisconsin website called myvote.wi.gov, and it gives you a wealth of information about who your city clerk would be and what's going to be on your ballot, how to register to vote, what to bring to the polling site when you go, because you'll need a photo ID. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I encourage people to also take advantage of that. And of course, if they don't have a computer, they have the library.
Yeah, come on over to the library. We would love to help you get set up. That information, that web, I'm a huge fan of that website. I use it actually fairly often. So we would be so happy to kind of walk you through the process.
Mary, when it comes to the League of Women Voters, I imagine that all of you get paid thousands of dollars to do this, and you know, tons of celebrityism and all. No, it's when I think of you guys, I think of democracy.
Right.
I think of the essence of democracy, the spirit of democracy. I think that many people look at your big name politicians and these kind of things when it comes to politics. The first thing I think of when I think of politics is people like yourself that keep democracy alive. Is what was it that brought? What was it that for you, the why you wanted to be a part of the League of Women Voters?
Well, first of all, the League of Women Voters as a national organization was 100 years old in 2020.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, cool.
And this local league was started in 1969, so it turned 50 in 2019.
That's awesome.
What attracted me was, before we take a position on any issue, we have to study it. It isn't anything we just take lightly. And then we have to reach a consensus to come to an authoritative position on issues. So that's what attracted me to the organization. Also because I'm passionate about voting. I just feel that is where the rubber meets the road. That's where the citizen gets to make their voice heard. So April 4, everybody get out and vote.
Yeah, well said, Mary. I appreciate that. I appreciate you sharing that as well. I don't think it's also a coincidence that you see more and more, not only women, but ethnic people being involved in politics, caring about voting. When you have people that, maybe it wasn't us that dealt with this, but our ancestors or people that paved the way for us that didn't have this right always. I know that that seems like a long time ago to some. It wasn't that long ago. It wasn't long enough ago, that's for sure. So I don't think it's a coincidence when you see people like yourselves or a lot of ethnic people getting involved in politics nowadays and caring about voting and voting rights. And that brings me to that part of this. When it comes to informing people of their voting rights, of that, how much of that do you take on yourself? Because it seems like something that we wouldn't want you guys to do, but it feels like you guys kind of do that a little bit.
Well, we have an active Get Out the Vote committee, and we are targeting and trying to bring information to underrepresented communities. And one of our contacts recently has been with the Hmong American Center. We have offered to contribute to the cost of interpreter services. So when they're going to be rebroadcasting the interviews off of the Wisconsin Rapids community and airing it on their Hmong radio site. So
awesome.
We're trying to do outreach. We go to the senior center. One of the big questions people ask the league frequently is, how do we learn about the candidates? That's a big question. I just wanted to make people aware, and I kind of worked up a list. If you get the newspaper, the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune, these past few days, starting on Monday, I think, they started publishing question and answers in the newspaper. And you can get that online or the paper version, or again, go to the library. If you don't have a subscription, you can read about the candidates that way. There's also a national site, Vote411, which is the National League's website. It's a comprehensive place for people to find information out about voting, and you enter your state and zip code, and it'll go all the way down to the local level. People, candidates do get asked to submit their answers to questions on that website, but it's just getting started. And I think the only local candidates that actually participated this year in the Vote 411 for our area are the candidates for Wood County Branch 4 Circuit Court. Of course, the Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, which I mentioned, the Meet and Greet, and we also encourage people to tune in to Here and Now on March 24th, because that's the debate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and it will be re-aired on PBS Wisconsin on the 24th at 7:30, again at 11:30 on the 25th, and then again on the 26th. So hopefully everybody will have an opportunity to view that debate.
Mary, you rock. You're awesome. You're the League of Women Voters. You guys rock. You guys are so awesome. Catherine and I are going to take the rest of the tie off.
My hero. You guys are my heroes.
I'm just going to turn your mic on and let you do your thing. Yeah. Right now. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for the great information there. I appreciate that. We're going to take a commercial break in a second here, but I did want to let people know to kind of piggyback off of what Mary was saying there. News director here at Civic Media, Terry Bell, will be sharing responses from the State Supreme Court Forum and with the two candidates for Supreme Court Judge on Tuesday, March 21st from 6 to 7 here, right here on Civic Media, as we are just at Mary's Town Sonia. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more conversation here on The Morning Magazine at WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Magazine, everyone. Thanks for joining us for this March 17th, 2023. We are talking with Mary Dom from the League of Women Voters of the Wisconsin Rapids area and Catherine Eckert, Director of McMillan Memorial Library. And appreciate you both being here so much. Thanks for the time and everything you're doing. We were going to break and we were touching on a couple of things. I did want to just piggyback off something Mary was saying about Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Also encourage you to not only go to their website, but their YouTube page. If you type into your search bar Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, they have a lot of these interviews on there. It's a great way to catch those. Also a great way to catch our interviews with Morning Magazine. They're also on there too. Shameless plug. But it is a great resource, and a big thank you to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Joe, Taylor, the gang over there do great work.
Absolutely. They play a huge role in getting these candidate interviews together. We give them the list of candidates. They contact the candidates, bring them into the studio individually. It's a very time consuming. And right now for the general election, they're recontacting the school board candidates. Mm-hmm. And four of those have confirmed, but that doesn't mean more won't. They're also going to interview the city council candidates. They're making a contact with Port Edwards president. The trustees were interviewed during the primary, and that will be replayed with some amendments because of the primary election outcome. Mm-hmm. Wood County Circuit Court Branch 4 judges have both been interviewed, and that will get played on air or through their website. Mm-hmm. Again, nothing's live, so you have to really go online and check it out. So that's it for now. But if you miss the scheduled broadcasts, and again, thank you to Joe Bachman for all of his hard work, you can go into their archives and watch it really at your convenience.
Mm-hmm. So nice.
It's a very great resource. Yeah. It's a wonderful resource to have here. One of the things that I also wanted to touch on is that we're so kind of used to it. We kind of just keep moving. And that's life. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. But there's certain things that I think we take for granted, and not so much take for granted in the traditional sense of that, but in the sense of just life keeps moving and it's constantly going. Mm-hmm. But think of everything we've discussed already in the last 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. All the different groups, all the different people that have come together to make democracy sing, to make it ring, you know? It never gets old to me. It's so cool. And this is not just going on in our community. This is communities across the country that are doing this kind of thing. All these people coming together just to make democracy happen. It's a beautiful thing. There's a lot of ways to take shots at our government and to take shots at democracy and those things. I chose to hold accountability to those things, but to look at the other side of it and look at for every one or two things that are wrong, look at the thousands and thousands of things that are going right when it comes to this. we're a young country. Mm-hmm. We forget this sometimes. We're a teenager compared to Russia or China or something like that. We're going to have growing pains. Mm-hmm. We don't always get along. We argue sometimes. That's part of the beauty of our country is that not everybody is not a dictatorship where everybody has to think and feel the same thing. That's what we are getting away from, the monarchy, these kind of things. Right. It's a good thing that we don't all get along sometimes. Or don't always see it eye to eye, but the getting along part is the part that I want us to get back to.
Right.
It's one thing to disagree with somebody. It's another to act like children.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't mean to be blunt about this, but I'm a little burnt out. I've been doing this job for a while, and I'm a little burnt out of the idea of doubling down politics or whatism politics and that kind of thing. I respect and I'm so thankful that in this area we have a lot of grown adults that are holding these positions.
Right.
When it comes to questions that you guys are asked, either one of you really, but especially for the League of Women Voters, let's go through some of the basic questions that people might ask and kind of where to direct them, if you don't mind, Mary.
Sure.
Like, how do I know what is on the ballot before I vote? What website is a great website? I think you mentioned this earlier, but just to remind people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The most important website is myvote.wi.gov. And it's really all you need because it links to other, like, oh, I don't know what I have to bring to the polls on election day. Well, it links to Bring It, which talks about what IDs will count, will be acceptable when you have to present it to the poll worker on election day or when you're voting absentee. So I would recommend that website first and foremost.
That's myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. What about if I want resources to learn about the candidates? Is there a website that we can send people to that?
Well, unfortunately, the comprehensive website that was designed by the League of Women Voters is Vote411. And as I mentioned earlier, it hasn't caught on the way we would like it to. Ideally, that would be the place for everybody to go for information on voting, as well as the answers the candidates are given by the league to answer. And right now, there is really no comprehensive. That's why I had a whole list of places for people to go.
Mary, I don't want you to think you're going crazy. I know I did talk to you. You did rehash this. I just wanted to make sure that the audience got that information.
It does require a little digging.
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't like there it is. So
I'm glad you said that because I personally, especially in this day and age, we walk around with these supercomputers where I can look up who won the World Series in 1983 if I want in 2 seconds, that kind of thing. I think we've gotten used to easy access to information. I don't want to say voting should be hard, but it shouldn't be easy. It shouldn't necessarily be just like breathing. It should take some homework. It should take some digging. This is a birthright that we share with our fellow Americans, but it was not given to us that easily. It was not earned that easily.
Right.
Not just for minorities or for women, but I mean just in general, just democracy in general. If you've got to do a little homework online, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for you. Try to have some perspective and think about what your ancestors went through to be able to get this done. And go ahead and click on the keyboard there and do some darn homework and be informed. It's not that hard.
Yeah, they stood for hours listening to speeches at public forums.
Yeah.
And we still have it pretty easy compared to our ancestors.
Yeah.
So.
It's a great idea to send people to the places that you did. You mentioned the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune. If you don't have a subscription, being able to go to the library.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media that we have touched on there.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to other questions that maybe aren't on here or things that you think you've been asked over the years or know that are on people's minds, is there anything we can answer for them there as far as the voting process?
Well, I would say, again, myvote.wi.gov. Put in your name and address, and it'll tell you if you're registered to vote. And if you are not, it's too late to register online. It's 20 days prior to the election is the deadline. But you can go to your municipal clerks are an absolute treasure trove.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are the definitive. If you have questions, call your city clerk, and you can go into their office, and you can say, I want to register to vote. And luckily, Wisconsin has election day, same day voter registration. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't get around to it and you get to the polls, you'll still be able to go to a table, bring your information, and register to vote the day of the election. Do remember that voter registration is about proof of where you live. Mm-hmm. It's not your identity as much as they want to know where you live, because depending on where you live, you'll have a different ballot. Mm-hmm. For example, in the city, you might be in Aldermanic District 1 or Aldermanic District 6. And each of those Aldermanic districts this time are going to have different candidates on the ballot. So that's a good reason to look to see what is going to be on your ballot, which is accessible. So make sure you're registered, and then make sure you also have one of the catchphrases now is make a plan to vote. Hmm. And that really is true.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that you're registered, you have proper documents to get registered, and that when you go to the polls, you have a photo ID that can be accepted as proof of your identity.
Yeah, I walked in during the November election. I registered to vote on site, and it was so slick.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was incredible. I had my ID. I had proof of my address because we just moved, and the volunteers were great. It was so wonderful.
Catherine, you mentioned that you just moved here and everything. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that the last time you joined us and everything. But when it comes to this subject and you know, voting, understanding the issues, all of that, how has it gone for you as a new citizen in the area, learning all these things, along with, of course, all the other stuff you've got to learn and got going on and everything? I know you got a lot on your plate.
Yes. Well, I'm really fortunate. I'm very privileged, right? I'm a librarian. I have great research skills. But even I, you know, struggle to kind of dig through all of the different websites, all the information. So that's why I'm so grateful to the League, because they really kind of do some of that work for us. There's lots of information from the League at the library on two nice little tables. Mm-hmm. So if you want kind of like a cheat sheet, you can always come. Or, you know, you can find out what you think about the candidates yourself on Wednesday, meeting them firsthand, asking them about the questions that are important to you. I, for one, am really looking forward to this because, as always, I have lots of questions.
The area you came from, were they similar to like this as far as how they handled elections or informing people?
We had a wonderful Rice Lake Community Media, so they did interviews and in the paper, but the library wasn't as involved. We didn't have a League, so it was difficult to partner with people. So that's why I'm so excited, because I think the library is truly the perfect platform for this, because everybody is welcome. And like Barry said, some of the candidates were doing this at the library even before we knew about it. So it was kismet. Yeah.
It just works that way.
Yeah.
I also have to say, I think that another good idea for having it at the library, and I don't think, again, in central Wisconsin this comes up nearly as much, but we instinctively lower our voices at the library. We just do. Whether we're five or we're 55, we just do. And I like the idea of it being an environment that you're automatically going into with some respect.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And the idea of hopefully we have the voices and the energy and all that and a good vibe on a good level, everybody treating each other respectfully. You tend to do that. There's only a handful of places in society that you're going to hold yourself in check, and the library is one of them.
Yeah.
I think that that's a really good fit for those reasons too. Certainly
too.
Not the main reason, but it's a nice added bonus to this. When it comes to the library itself, I hope you guys don't mind. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Would you mind if we just touched on the library itself real quick? Anything you wanted to highlight going on over there? Because we just haven't had you in a while.
Yeah, well, you know I love talking about the library.
Yes.
So we've got lots. As always, we've got tons of fun things going on. Story times are happening.
Oh, good.
We have the movies, the Monday movies. We've got showings at 1:30 with closed captioning, which is great. And then a later showing at 6. And then we are trying to show some movies on Saturdays for those that have a hard time coming in during the week. Our makerspace is up and running, and you can sign up for classes. This month, they're making these like really cute little plush. They call them ugly dolls. They're so adorable.
That's awesome.
And then we're doing reading challenges, too. So grown-ups, you have until the end of March to turn in your reading slips, and you'll get a really cool prize, James.
Nice, mm-hmm. nice. Okay, I'm signing up right now.
I know, you got it.
Boy, you're good.
I know.
That got me. I was at the library this week.
Oh, yeah.
And was checking out some of the art from some of the grade school kids out here.
It's so wonderful to have. I wish we could have this all year round.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
You can't not smile looking at this.
I know.
And it's good.
It's really incredible. I love it.
It's artwork from all of our local grade schools around here, and a bunch of different, each grade kind of got to put some art up. Mm-hmm. The library has done this since I was a kid, and some of my work has been featured over there before, and I can even thinking about it right now, I get excited because I remember what it felt like.
Yes.
A nice job by the library always doing this and holding these things for these kids.
Of course. It's really cool.
We
had kind of the meet and greet for the families last week, and it was so wonderful seeing those kiddos like show their families their work and their pride and just kind of encouraging that in a public communal way.
If you want to find out more, we encourage you to head on over to McMillan. Go to mcmillanlibrary.org. That's mcmillanlibrary.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Just as a side note, tomorrow, 1 to 3:30, Singing in the Rain. Classic. Just a classic movie. If you haven't seen that in a while, it's a good environment
so
to see it in.
Yeah.
I love that movie. God, it just gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. One more time, I want to remind everybody to join us on March 22nd at McMillan Memorial Library. Learn who will be on your ballot. Join at McMillan for a meet and greet with the candidates for local public office. From 5 to 6 o'clock that day, you'll be able to meet Wisconsin Rapids Public School Board candidates. From 6 to 7, Wisconsin Rapids City Council candidates. And from 7 to 8, Wood County Branch 4 Circuit Court candidates. The event is co-sponsored, of course, from the League of Women Voters and McMillan Library. We'll be talking about this and sending people your way for this event. I cannot thank you both enough for putting up with me for a half an hour.
Thank you so
but
much.
Most importantly, for what you do for our community, what you do for this country with continuing democracy and helping it ring. Thank you both so much.
Yeah.
Mary, please thank your fellow colleagues at the League of Women Voters.
Just a reminder, April 4th is the election.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nicely done. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you next week right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.